from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. There are new details about Sunday's water rescue effort in central Ohio. ONN's Catherine Simon has the story.
The Licking County coroner has identified the girl who died after a kayaking incident here on the Licking River as 15-year-old Brenda Montgomery.
It happened around 3:30 in the afternoon. The Madison Township Fire Chief says when first responders arrived, they found the girl trapped in the water underneath a log with her foster parents clinging to the log. The chief says Sunday's high river level caused a fast current, making the rescue difficult and the water dangerous.
The Ohio Department of Natural Resources is investigating the incident.
An arrest has been made in connection with the weekend fire at Rausch's Market in Akron. More from ONN's Danielle Wiggins.
Fire Chief Leon Henderson tells me that surveillance video that the owners provided really helped to start the process in solving this case. Now, he says one person was arrested. The video appears to show the suspect pouring what the owners believe was gasoline on the building early Saturday morning. And about 10 minutes later, one of the owners received a phone call that the market was on fire. Employees had previously caught the person seen in the video shoplifting and ordered him to leave the property.
A Southwest Ohio apartment property manager has been formally charged with multiple felonies in a rent payment scheme. ONN's Jared Allen reports.
Hamilton County's prosecutor says there was a scheme to divert tenant rent payments for the personal use of one woman, Bridget Morris, the manager of some low-income housing properties. Tenants at three Cincinnati-area properties were affected by the activity. Police say it happened between September 2023 and last June. The plot was discovered after tenants received past due notices. $40,000 had been diverted by then.
The city of Toledo is taking another shot at a water tower project. ONN's Heather Pauloff has details.
Council members will meet to reconsider a special use permit for a pair of 2 million gallon water towers near Silver Creek Elementary. The project is part of the city's $85 million water infrastructure upgrade designed to improve water pressure and emergency capacity. Supporters call the towers critical to future demand, while people who live nearby say they're concerned about property values, green space, and construction. The proposal failed by one vote last week.
A new bipartisan Ohio Senate bill seeks to provide transparency for the school voucher program. Here's ONN's Kristen McFarland.
The debate over private school voucher funding in Ohio remains in the spotlight. Critics argue the program diverts much-needed money from public schools, while supporters maintain it represents a separate investment in students. Ohio spent more than $1 billion on private school vouchers during the 2025 fiscal year. Now, a new bipartisan bill is seeking to increase transparency for private schools that receive state funding. Ohio Senate Bill 443 would require the state auditor to conduct an annual review of the funds received by schools participating in the EdChoice program.
It will now be cheaper to park in one of Ohio's major cities. ONN's Danita Harris has more from Cleveland.
City Council approved lower street parking rates in downtown and Ohio City. Downtown rates now range from $1 to $3 per hour Monday through Saturday, with free parking on Sunday, except during special events. Event zones near the Lakefront and Gateway District could also charge up to $8 per hour during special events. Meantime, in cities like Ohio City, drivers will now pay $1 per hour for up to 8 hours and $3 after that, Monday through Friday.
And in Southwest Ohio, a Claremont County woman continues to receive water bills for a property that no longer exists. ONN's Brianna Albizu has the story.
Goshen is a small town 30 miles northeast of downtown Cincinnati. Andrea Johnson used to live there on Manila Road. That was until July of 2022, when a tornado destroyed her home. Now, where the house once stood, all that remains is a vacant lot. Western Water Company is the service provider. They supply drinking water to Claremont, Clinton, Warren, and Brown counties. They say she owes $800 in back fees, with no usage, no plumbing, and a disconnection fee. Johnson has no intention of paying her bill. The case may go to court.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WTOL in Toledo, and WBNS in Columbus, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.